Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the third one day between England and India, the decider. It's all to play for, with the series level at 1-1. England have won the toss and elected to field. Let's join our commentary team for the first time. Andrew McKenna, former England bowler Darren Goff, and England international Kate Cross.
So, it is going to be Sam Curran bowling over the wicket to Rohit Sharma. The countdown timer has reached zero. And we can get underway. One slip in place. Point. Cover. Mid-off on the offside for Sam Curran in. Left arm over and again. Little bit of shape into Rohit Sharma. Takes a single out to mid-wicket. Shy at the stumps from Johnny Bairstow. Misses. I think Rohit might have been home anyway. But some intent from both sides. Early doors. India are on the board. One without loss after a ball. Topley is in. Rohit Sharma is driving through extra cover. All along the floor. And Moeen Ali is going to just follow this one to the boundary and collect it. Rohit Sharma with a glorious shot. First boundary of the day. India 9 without loss. Rohit has 6 from 6.
For me, it's a no-brainer. We sort of alluded to it during the 2020 series, and it's incredibly harsh if it is David Malan that misses out. I think it probably is. But what it does give, it gives you that luxury that you've got 10 places nailed on, and then it gives you the luxury of what you go with. Do you want a bit of both? Do you want an all-rounder, or do you need a genuine out-and-out quick bowler, or do you need a genuine out-and-out spinner? It gives you flexibility in India. And I just think the biggest thing is an absolute box office player. Why are we wasting him at 6 or 5 or when he might not be able to influence a game? What we saw the other night, I mean, wow, that is absolutely phenomenal. There's no other team in the world is hiding him down at 5-6.
Shikhar Dhawan waits, though. That's down leg side. And Shikhar Dhawan just flicks it and helps it on its way. And Shikhar Dhawan has a boundary that will take him to 7 and India to 16 without loss. Curran comes in to start a new over, and that one is half volley length, and it's been pinged over the top of mid-off by Rohit Sharma for 4. 20 without loss, just too full, and Rohit is too good not to take an invitation like that. It's the third boundary of the innings, India 20 without loss. Rohit waits for Sam Curran. This one is clipped into the onside. There is a man at mid-wicket. It's over the top of him, and the sweeper on the leg side boundary can't get to that one. It's back-to-back boundaries. 3 boundaries in 4 balls, in fact. Some impetus for India, 24 without loss.
Well, the problem here for Sam Curran, it's just the line, isn't it? I mean, the first one to Rohit Sharma was wide of off stump, give him some width to get his arms through the ball. And that one just started the inswing to the right under two straight, was going down the leg side. And we've seen that so many times for Rohit Sharma, no matter what day of the week it is. Flick off the legs, through mid-wicket for 4.
300. Really is a minimum target at the moment. Shikhar Dhawan has got this one and has just cleared point. It was short and wide from Sam Curran, and Shikhar Dhawan almost needed the old yard brush from back in the day. He only just got over that one enough, just reached it with the bottom of the bat and lobs it up and over David Malan, who is at point, straight cover. And it's cleared him by no more than 6 inches. It goes away for 4. 2 slips in play for Rhys Topley as he starts a new over. Short and wide, and Shikhar Dhawan hammers this through point. And it'll run away for 4. And the initial control from England is just being broken ever so slightly. India now 35 without loss.
Overpitched again from Topley, and that one is drilled through extra cover. That's a classical extra cover drive from a left-handed opening batsman. And Josh Butler perhaps thinking about, well, wondering whether or not he might have changed things and over earlier here, as the score rattles on to 48.
Yeah, Shikhar Dhawan hasn't quite been at his fluent best, but a shot like this, wow, beautiful high right arm from the left-hander, drilling that ball through extra cover. That's the sort of ball where all of a sudden all your feelings, all your balance just click into place and you rattle it through extra cover. You're off and running. It's the start of your innings sometimes.
Full toss from Topley. Rohit has just flicked that away dismissively through mid-wicket. And that is a fourth boundary in the over. 17 from it. India go past 50. 53 without loss from 8. That might be the last we see of Rhys Topley in the opening exchanges. Oh, genuine edge. Genuine edge, Rohit Sharma. No slip, though. England have given up on that particular attacking ploy, and it flies down the third man for a boundary. Rohit on the 28, again troubled by the pace of Mark Wood, but gets away with it.
Rashid again, a little bit short, and there is no fielder this time, and that is just smashed away for four, and that brings up Shikhar Dhawan's 50 from just 44 deliveries, 8 fours. And just the start that his side wanted on what is going to be a very good batting track, and they're going to need as many runs as possible to hold England at bay, but that's a pretty good start, Bats.
Yeah, 52 or 44, like you say, his 32nd half century in ODI cricket, just a fraction too short from Adil.
England just having a little bit of a wobble. I'd already just said it was a single because it looked a bit, should be, but it's brilliant from Adil Rashid. If you can't get him LBW, you bowl him. And that is exactly what Adil Rashid has done. Rohit Sharma, 37 he has gone for off 37 deliveries. Adil Rashid has a much-needed breakthrough for England. India 103 for one.
That has absolutely come from nowhere. It looks like it might have been the googly from Adil Rashid. Just dream as spinner's paradise that. Gone through the gate, just clipped the top of off stump. Absolute beautiful delivery from Adil Rashid. Rohit Sharma goes for 37. India 103 for one here on TalkSport 2.
He's in again. Oh, and that is a caught and bowled. And that is brilliant from Adil Rashid. He's now removed Shikhar Dhawan for 67. And Adil Rashid, after England was searching for wickets, they'd tried all the pacemen. And now Adil Rashid has 2 for 22 in his third over. And both openers are back in the hut. Shikhar Dhawan, caught and bowled Rashid, 67.
Yeah, just a bit of a nothing shot from Shikhar Dhawan there. Leading edge, pretty simple catch from Adil Rashid, just diving away to his left-hand side. And really, really key wickets that Adil Rashid's taken here. He's been expensive, but England won't mind that. Like I said, the confident chasing anything. Shikhar Dhawan goes 67 of 56. India 117 for two here at live on TalkSport 2.
Moeen's bowled Virat Kohli. What a turnaround in this match. Virat Kohli, well, he went outside leg. He played a pretty ugly looking cut shot, which he missed, or maybe got a teeny underside edge. But the big wicket has come to Moeen Ali. We were talking about the fact he hadn't got a wicket for some time. Well, if you're going to wait for a wicket, wait for Virat Kohli's. That's what England have done. It's the first time he hasn't got a 50 in this series. He's gone for six, and suddenly India, who were cruising towards a massive total, find themselves at 121 for three.
Absolutely crucial wicket there, Guy. And like you said, Moeen Ali wanted some confidence. He wanted some wickets, and what better wicket to get? The first ball that we've really seen turn, just taking his leg stump. Arguably a poor shot from Virat Kohli in the circumstances, but he's gone for seven. India 121 for three here live on TalkSport 2.
As Pant goes into the leg side this occasion, goes over the leg side, and that is landing halfway up the stand at deep mid-wicket. He waited till the final ball of the over, and Rishabh Pant launches one for the full six. Pant goes to 16, India 137 for three.
The only danger of trying to control a batter's hitting zone is that he can hit it 10 yards over the boundary and some. But yeah, just come to, that's what we love to see from Rishabh Pant. He comes in, he dominates, and he's just taken apart arguably England's best bowler today, and like I said, hit him into Rose Head and nearly hit the one steward that was sat in the stand.
Rashid bowls one. Oh, that's a little bit short. It's been flicked into the onside. But Rishabh Pant, how on earth has he played that? So much wrist. It's landed half a metre from the square leg boundary. I thought it was going for six at one point. That is an incredible shot by Rishabh Pant. It's a four that takes India to 145 for three.
We've seen him play this shot before. Doesn't really use his feet, does he? Stands still and just flicks it. We've seen him do it, and then we've seen him get out doing it a couple of balls later, but that is outrageous.
I wonder if it's might be sort of upset stomach kind of territory, because he was having a drink at one point and it did look like he was sort of starting to retch a little bit. So.
Well, it must be a real upset stomach. He's been off for a while.
Yeah, apologies. I've just realised he might be having a late breakfast this Sunday morning. Sorry about that. Last ball of the over. Kale Rahul playing it wristily into the offside. Chris Jordan will field. 23 gone then. 151 for three.
It's not a norm for cricketers when you're out in India to come back out with a nappy on. We've all been there. In fact, it happened to me in South Africa. Give me an injection and put a nappy on, I'll be all right. I'll get through my overs.
Livingston, full toss down the leg side. I do not believe it. Full toss down the leg side. KRL has tried to sweep it, has got it off the bottom half of the bat, and Moeen Ali has dived and caught it on the 45 at backward square. Liam Livingston has his first one-day international wicket in only his second game, and it's a piece of filth, really. But England don't care, because King legend Rahul is on his way back.
Well, I've seen you get plenty of wickets with these deliveries, Butch, over the years. And it was right there, wasn't it? Right in the slot to it. A terrible, terrible delivery. Almost that bad, it shocked him. And he's just hit it straight to Moeen Ali at short, fine leg. And he picks up his first wicket. A massive wicket for England. Well done, Josh Butler, the captain. Well done, Liam Livingstone. And King legend Rahul falls for seven off 18 deliveries. And nothing in this, really, when you consider that fine 100 in the second ODI, 157 for four. Now India here on TalkSport 2.
Oh, he's committed to that one and has smashed it between extra cover and long off. He got that one out of the middle of the bat all right. Couple of bounces and four. 10 from two deliveries. Livingstone now finding out what it's like to bowl at these guys in international cricket. As Moeen Ali is in to Hardik, who, oh goodness me, I reckon that Hardik Pandya, if I see the replay of that Hardik Pandya has actually hit the floor before he's made contact with that, and it's gone straight over the bowler's head anyway for six, as Hardik tries to destroy Moeen Ali, and yes, lo and behold, it's disappeared over mid-wicket for six.
Wow, Butch, honestly, that's just pure power. Again, what a solid base, hardly uses this, it's all about the bat swing. And he's just, nothing wrong with the delivery from Moeen Ali. He just backs himself to clear the boundary. He's there, there's a man back, straight over the man at deep mid-wicket. Six runs.
Short again. That's probably quite a good length at Hardik Pandya, but he's cut that away before, nonetheless. Got a bit more bat on it than the previous shot. Josh Butler takes a glove off and wipes his brow. As if to say, hang on a second, hold on, we had this under control three overs ago. And all of a sudden, the youth of Pant and Hardik and the freewheeling stroke play of the pair has just wrestled the initiative back to the home side. Topley in, Hardik goes across his stumps and clatters that one to the point boundary off the back foot. Genuine square cut, he perhaps had just got himself outside the line of off stump, expecting width from Topley. And once again, Hardik Pandya has just got off to an absolute flyer.
If these two stay in, England are in trouble. And that's gone straight up in the air. I think it's gone all the way. As it rattles into the seats, it certainly has. And that is another fabulous 50 from Rishabh Pant. 54 from 44 deliveries. What an innings that is. His back-to-back half centuries as far as Pant is concerned. Three fours and three sixes. Now that one is absolutely nailed out of the middle by Rishabh Pant, sails over the fence into the empty seats. A shake of the head from Adil Rashid. It wasn't that bad a ball, but when Rishabh Pant lines you up and decides it's got to go, it's got to go, and go it did for six. Brilliant shot, 238 for four.
Effortless ease from Rishabh Pant. couple of paces down the pitch. Rashid went up out of the hand. It's the wrong one. It's the googly again, but he gets close to the ball. Straight back over the bowler's head for six. It just looks so easy, and yet it's such an incredibly tough skill.
And that is slightly shorter on off stump, and it's a brilliant cut shot by Hardik Pandya. He didn't have a lot of room. It wasn't that wide, but he got his hands down so quickly and just punched it backward a square for four. Brilliant shot by Hardik Pandya.
Yeah, brilliant shot from Hardik Pandya. I don't think Sam Curran's done a lot wrong there.
Sam Curran comes into ball, left arm round. Oh, and that's a thick outside edge. It's gone for four, and it went almost before the man, well, at short third man could move, backward point, short third man. But Curran must have thought for a minute he'd done that really well, but instead it's four more to Pant. In again, oh, and that's brilliant. That is brilliant from Josh Butler. Well bowled, Sam Curran. Rishabh Pant has gone for 78. It was pitched up almost Yorker length. Tried to scoop it out, got an edge, and very, very low down, one-handed, left-handed, Joss Butler's taken a blinder. So England have the breakthrough. It was an expensive over, but they've seen the end of Rishabh Pant, and England, boy, did they need that wicket. 256 for five. Pant's gone for 78 or just 62 balls, five fours and four sixes.
What a catch from Josh Butler. I think that's just pure reaction. He almost lost sight of it. It was the famous Rishabh Pant shot of the no foot movement, trying to just whip it over deep mid wicket. But just an unbelievable catch. One-handed, low to his left. Like I said, I don't think he saw much of it, but he's just reacted. Great catch from Josh Butler.
Rashid in, Hardik pushing into the offside. That will be the single that brings up his half century. He goes to 50 from 36 deliveries. India 257 for five. Rashid in for the fifth ball of the over. It's short, it's pulled down, and it's been helped into the stand at square leg. In fact, it actually misses the stand and goes down the walkway in between, and it's away for six more. 264 for five. Hardik has 56, and Adil Rashid has one ball left of his spell. He's got two for 80. Stokes in. It's a drive ball. Oh, it's beautifully driven by Hardik Pandya between extra cover and mid-off. There's no chance the offside sweeper's getting around to that one. And it goes away for four. 276 for five. Stokes shaking his head. He was just too full. Stokes turns, makes his way in past umpire Menon. Hardik Pandya's walked away across the stumps and it's been bowled. He's walked across his stumps trying to flick it down the leg side. And Hardik Pandya's innings is over, and he can't believe it. He puts his gloves to his head. What have I done there? He's been bowled for 64 by Ben Stokes. He just shuffled across, and it's not just glanced leg stump. It's hit pretty hard into leg stump, and Hardik Pandya walks off. Can't believe he's done it. He's gone for 64 from 44 deliveries, and India are now 276 for six.
Tales of the day, really, hasn't it? Wickets from nowhere there, and Hardik Pandya, he does it so often. He shuffles across his stumps to give himself that leg side, to give himself room to hit through there, and he's just come undone today. Just a good line and length from Ben Stokes, but again, Ben Stokes finding ways of changing the game, and that was, again, a really key wicket for England at this stage. Hardik Pandya was set, and the score's 276 for six in the 39th over here live on TalkSport 2.
Mark Wood goes into him once again. It's the shortest ball. It's played off of the hip and it will go all the way for six.
I mean, that's Andy.
That's the reason. There you go, Jared. He's in around the wicket on this occasion. And Shardos, of course, played a beautiful on drive wide of the mid-on fielder. That's as good a shot as we've seen him. We've seen some incredible ones. Classical on drive, and he goes into double figures. He's got 11 from nine. It was a sort of an off break, really, but it drifted in onto the pads, and that's been timed beautifully by Tekor.
Yeah, geez, what a piece of timing from Tekor there. He's just gone wide of Moeen Ali at mid on there, and just easy as you like, really.
Bourne's pin dispatched. Dangerous, yeah, absolutely right. Tekor has just Don Topley. The old man would be very happy to be out there bowling at the moment, I'm sure. But Rhys Topley has just bowled a seam-up delivery. Short, and Thakur on the hook shot has top-edged it. 15 rows back over fine leg for six.
Oh, I mean, this has travelled off the top edge of the bat. Miles, it's gone 10, 15 rows back.
Stokes in, slower ball. Dacour is down the pitch and has drop-kicked it over long off for six. Terrific strike from Dacour, man who's been quite superb for India in the T20 series with the ball. Can also handle himself with the bat as well. Number eight has just smoked a six over long off. Nicked and gone. He went full this time. Dacour almost threw himself off his feet. It was just a slog. It was a wild hack. Mark Wood is down with his hands on his knees, his head down to the ground. He hasn't got the energy to celebrate the wicket, but he has earned it with sheer effort and sheer pace. And England have their seventh.
As I said, that back of a length. Good seam position from Mark Wood. Good heat. He's trying to hit it through to the leg side. Dacour, thick edge. A good catch, a comfortable catch for Josh Butler, and a well-deserved wicket there for Mark Wood. He's feeling under the weather, but he showed terrific courage. He's run in a little bit slower than we normally see from him, but still that back of a length and still bowling at terrific speeds over 140. And that's a big wicket at this stage of the game for England. India, 321 for seven.
Mark Wood in, and it's wide, and has come skewing off the outside edge of Crunau's bat. Oh, that's brilliant. Jason Roy had to run back 25 yards outside of the inner circle from backward point as the ball fell over his head. He dived forward, got both hands to it, held on, and that's a really good catch and another deserved wicket for Mark Wood. Crunnell, as Gough and Batty were telling you, swinging like a rusty gate, really, no timing whatsoever. And, well, they've pulled the plug on his innings anyway. The life support machine has been turned off. By way of a brilliant catch from Jason Roy.
Yeah, great bit of feeling from Jason Roy and well deserved from Mark Wood. Like I said, not feeling too great, but he just kept running in. And this is a good time to bowl if you're going to bowl at the end of the innings when you get the lower order in. You've not got your Rishabh Pants, you've not got your Hardik Pandyas, you've not got your Virat Kohli, who can take you to the cleaners. You're now bowling at the tail enders. And Crunnell, it was a strange innings, wasn't it? 25 from 34 deliveries. He really struggled, just kept losing his shape, trying to hit the ball too hard. And India, 328 for eight. England will be the happier of the two teams.
Wood in, wide of the crease, and he knocks him over. There you go. The mind of Darren Gough, the physical attributes of Mark Wood. And that is the end of Prazeen. He has gone for a three-ball duck. Mark Wood castling him again, doesn't have the energy to celebrate.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned shake of the hand will do.
Yeah, great time to bowl. You can just see it, the way someone lines up when you're bowling there. Mark Wood, he realised from that first one, he wasn't too happy, facing 90 miles an hour rockets coming at you. Gives himself a little bit of room. You bowl at the stumps, you bowl full, he's going to miss it. And that's what happened. He goes for naught off three deliveries. Mark Wood now has picked up, what's he got, three wickets now? I fancy him getting another if he gets the ball that last over of the game as well. But England will be wanting to dismiss them. India in no man's land at 329 for nine. They'll be usually disappointed they've not gone on and got that 350, 360 they'd have wanted. But England have come back well into the game here. Some excellent bowling and some good captaincy as well from Josh Butler to mix his bowlers up.
Topley in, again goes back of a length. Again, the ball goes straight up in the air, this time in front of square. And that is the end of Bhuvaneshwar Kumar. Sam Curran takes the catch running in from mid-off inside the 30-yard circle. Rhys Topley gets himself on the board. And that is the end of the Indian innings. 329 all out. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar the last man to go. England sticking with back of a length at the tail enders, and why wouldn't you, quite honestly? And that represents an excellent effort from England. India not able to bat out the full 50 overs. They've still got one heck of a score on the board, mind. But England will fancy their chances given the form of their batting lineup.
Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, almost for the first time in this series, is chuntering. A little bit upset with the way things are going. This isn't supposed to happen. He's supposed to bowl the first over for a couple and have the batsman in all sorts of trouble. Comes in again, and that's flicked away on the leg side almost disdainfully by Jason Roy, and that is the third boundary of this first over, and England have raced to 14 without loss.
Well, he changed the field there, didn't he? He's looking to ball in swing to Jason Roy, yet he's got no man out on the leg side. I mean, he only has to get it slightly wrong and he can just close the face on it and it goes past the field.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
That are in close, and it's away for four. So what he'd done that delivery is put a short cover like a dry man, because we've seen a couple of just go a bit uppish. He's played with almost one hand, Jason Roy. And now he's put him over to the other side. He's put him straight.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar has bowled him. He's bowled Jason Roy. Well, what a comeback that was. What a first over. We've seen some fantastic batting, but the final word goes to Bhuvneshwar Kumar. And Jason Roy, after racing to 14 off 5, is out for 14 off 6. Three fours at the end of the first over, where everything was happening. It's 14 for 1.
Well, there you go. That's the delivery of the one.
That is just biffed by Stokes. Stand and deliver. It was shortish, it was wide-ish, and it's definitely a four-ish. It's PT 21 now for 1, and that's excellent work by Ben Stokes off the mark.
Yeah, poor delivery. But England ball not got it right so far, have they? Got some poor deliveries, and that one's easy for Ben Stokes. A little bit of width, no real pace. He's seen that shot so many times, so much time. Back in his crease, cut away for 4.
In, and that is driven on the up by Stokes. Through mid on, that is some shot. He just picked it, saw it, and off it went to the boundary for 4 more. Stokes moves to 9 off 7. It doesn't matter where the wicketkeeper is standing when you play a shot like that.
He's looked absolutely solid in defence so far, Ben Stokes, but he's just a little bit too much length from Bhuvneshwar, and he's just got licence really to hit over the top there, and just a gorgeous shot.
He gets to face the final ball of this Bhuvneshwar Kumar over and plays it around on the leg side. Oh, he's been given out LBW. It had hit the pad, and they were running through for leg byes. It does look adjacent, but he was trying to play the flick down to leg, so he is going to review. They're going to check that it was hitting. Well, let's hope for Johnny Bairstow. No, it is, as always, umpire's call, just flicking the top of leg stump. And because he's been given out on the field, Bairstow has to go, and England are 28 for 2. And Johnny Bairstow, after a fabulous series, 94 in the first match, and of course that fabulous 124 in the second, just one at this time. He looks a bit miffed as he walks off with one from just 4, and after 3 overs of explosive batting, shape of Neshwar Kumar has also taken two crucial wickets, both the openers and England, a 28 for 2 chasing 330. As Stokes flashes hard outside off stump, gets 4 runs. He moves on to 15 from 13. England get the perfect end to the over with a boundary. And after what has been 4 rather extraordinary overs so far, with a lot to talk about and a lot to enjoy, England are 35 for 2. In again is Bhuvneshwar Kumar. That is magnificent from Ben Stokes. That is... Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's been dropped. I thought, one, he'd middled it. Two, he hadn't. It went straight up in the air. And then, of all people, Hardik Pandya put it down. How extraordinary.
To be fair to you, because the pictures we were watching, it did look like he absolutely middled it. And it went straight up in the air. And then, just to make it comical, Hardik Pandya, an excellent fielder, absolute put down a dolly. Put down an absolute dolly. When you have plans and you're talking about McCullum, I remember bowling to Herschel Gibbs, and he was one again who liked the ball going away from him, believe it or not, in one-day cricket. And he used to want to cut all the time and hitting it through backward point. So I used to sing to myself when I bowled at him, that song, Bring It Back. You know what I mean? So I used to say, Bring It Back to Herschel Gibbs. Because I had to
Which song?
I'm not going to sing it. We'll get it. We've got the singer.
Was it Maloko?
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to Herschel. Got the beat wrong there, but I used to sing to myself. I promise you, that's honest truth. Absolutely, every single time when I get through Butch on The Voice.
That was sensational. Yeah, I mean, I'd be turning my chair in the opposite
it
direction.
It's the only reality show you haven't done, surely, Goffy.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to wear a tight suit in that because the judges aren't watching.
Well, good job. I won't be doing the mass singer now, will I? Because people have heard my voice.
What was it?
I don't want to give it away.
So you had you did the skiing, didn't you? You done strictly. You did the ski jumping.
What else have I done? I don't know. You know, I did a singing course. Sing if you can. I won that.
What was the block? What was the
sing if you can.
What was
through the wall?
Through the wall. Then
bring on the wall.
You had to wear some sort of silver gimp costume, didn't you?
Silver foil, yeah. Looked like a stuffed chicken with an helmet on. Put you in the oven for 200. Put you in the oven for 1 hour 30.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Things you do for money.
Gareth Batty's joining me. Gaz has never worn a gimp suit in his life. As Ben Stokes is on the back foot and thrashes this ball back past the bowler through mid-off. That is an astonishing shot. In fact, that reminded me of a stroke that he played against Cummins in that extraordinary run chase at Headingley back in 2019 in the Ashes, where he was on the back foot, up on his toes, and hit it almost with a straight bat, perhaps not quite with a straight bat as it was and Headingley on that golden day. Back past the bowler for 4. In goes Prasid, who has forced a hack, a pull shot from Ben Stokes, and the ball has come off the top edge, flown over Stokes's head, over the keeper's head, and about 3 metres over the boundary for 6. Oh, goodness me. That has been timed in sublime fashion, backward a point by David Milan. It's barely followed through. He's just dropped the bat on it again. It was just the tiniest bit of width, and that has flown to the boundary for 4. Through gully, it was aerial. There was a man diving away to his right. It wasn't timed perfectly by Darren Milan, and there was certainly a chance there. But that one too finds the boundary, backward a point, and England move on to 72.
Yeah, if you're going to go hard, David Milan.
Full toss, and Ben Stokes has smashed it straight to Shikhar Dhawan at backward point. Height might be an issue here, might be. Ben Stokes is going nowhere. He thinks that ball was above waist height. And we're going to have a look by virtue of the TV umpire, Virender Sharma. The dismissal stands. Ben Stokes has got to go back. It's a fortunate dismissal. It really is. Unintentional high full toss from Natarajan. Ben Stokes just creams it, really. But it perhaps cramped him from a little bit of leverage, which stopped him from being able to hit it out of the park. Shikhar Dhawan just had to stand there and pouch it. Natarajan cannot believe his luck. India do not care one jot, because Ben Stokes has gone for for 35 from 39 deliveries, and England are 68 for 3.
Hardik Pandya is in and bowling, and his first ball has been cut away through point for 4. Josh Butler went up and over the infield and then safely through point. So Hardik Pandya, we mentioned, is bowling for the first time in the series, and his first ball disappears for 4. England 90 for 3. Thakur is in for his second over. The first went for 8. That one's nipped back, taking Butler on the pad. You really want it, Shardul Thakur. Umpire Chowdhury's not having any of the LBW appeal. I think it might be nipping back and doing too much. But we shall see. Wickets is hitting. That's about as high up a leg stump as you can have before you start getting into umpire's call territory, and Josh Butler is out. LBW for 15, and England are 95 for 4, and that is the first ball of the 16th over, and England's standing skipper for these two games has gone LBW to Thakur. That could be a highly significant moment. New over will start with Shardul Thakur. Oh, and David Milan has guided that one through a wide gully position. It wasn't far away from the fielder at backward point, but it will go away for 4. Milan goes to 30, 105 for 4. Shardul Thakur, right arm over. Liam Livingstone is getting one. Roundabout leg step. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful shot. It's an on drive all along the floor, beating mid on. And as soon as it beats him, there's no one to come around and collect. And Livingstone goes to 6, England 110 for 4. Shardul Thakur is in. Liam Livingstone swings into the leg side. Fielder out there, but he's not going to get there. It's Krunal Pandya. Now, he signalled 4 because that one landed very close to being on the boundary sponge. Did it make any contact with the ground beforehand? I think the umpire... we're bound to go to Virendra Sharma, the third umpire. And it did indeed land just short on the half volley. So it'll be 4 runs to Liam Livingstone, but by a matter of centimetres.
17 from 15, and that is a glorious straight drive. So after the Peterson-like flamingo flick to leg, this is a pure cricket shot. Ball slightly overpitched from Proceder, but that was still an awful lot for the batsman to do. And a glorious drive, and it's 4 more. That's cuffed away by Milan. When he times the ball, he times it beautifully. That really was an exquisite shot backward a point, and there was a fielder, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, about 5 yards away from the ball when it eventually crossed the boundary. Glorious from Milan, and this is turning out to be a very good over for England, Kate.
Yeah, and not too... poor a ball there from Krishna either. It's just gone to the right of point, and I think that's where David Milan is so strong. I wouldn't, if I was Virat Kohli here, I'd almost try and squeeze that gap there, because he scores a lot of runs in that area, and you can probably have your third man a little bit wider to him. You don't want your good balls going for 4, especially at this stage of the game, and because that's such a strength of Milan, I think you could try and close that gap down.
That's down the wicket by Livingstone, and it's smashed over log on for 6. Well, they were just seemed to be pegging him back a bit, Livingstone, but he's just leapt out and just grabbed the initiative back single-handed. 6 to Livingstone, 140 for 4 England. In again. Oh, and that's straight back to the bowler, and he's given it away, Livingstone. He tried to come down the wicket to him, tried to drive him back, but it was a decent catch in his follow-through, it must be said, by Shardul Thakur. And what have been a very good 60-run partnership comes to an end for England. Decent knock, but England really needed to go him on that occasion, Livingstone. But he has gone for 36. The score is 155 for 5.
Moeen Ali has opened his shoulders and has bashed that ball high, wide and handsome over long on for 6. Left-arm spinner to left-hander. And Moeen Ali has said, no, you're not bowling that nonsense to me. Go and fetch your ball. Short ball and pulled away by David Milan. Past Rohit at short mid-wicket. Past Shikhar Dhawan at mid-on inside the circle. And that brings up another boundary for David Milan. Another short ball, another boundary for England's left-hander.
Well, I'd be pulling my hair out if I was Virat Kohli. The ball into Milan, you look at where he's been scoring so far in this innings. Anything square and short. Outside his off stump, he's been cutting behind backward point. anything short on the stumps or to the leg stump, he's been pulling through mid-wicket. Pitch the ball up.
50 for Darren Millan. In again, this time he's short. Oh, it's short, and Darren Millan has pulled it straight to mid-wicket. That is the end of Millan. He's just gone to his maiden one-day international 50 and now departs. Thakur has another wicket. This man is a real competitor for England, for India, sorry, and is making inroads once again in the heart of England's innings. And perhaps, Darren Goff, that is that as far as this run chase is concerned.
Yeah, it should be. Actually, a slow ball again, probably a little bit short. He's just caught it, not in the middle of the bat. He's hit it straight to the fielder, Rohit Sharma, who's got good hands at mid-wicket. But this lad, Thakur, it's been one of them, hasn't he? It's almost like they're reluctant to play him in their side because there's some fantastic one-day cricketers. But he has stood up for India in the T20 series and he's stood up for them in this 50-over series and he's become a main player for Virat Kohli. He trusts him, he relies on him. He can bowl at the death, he can bowl at the start. He's got a heavy ball. His short ball can be a lot quicker than the batsmen think. He's got good variation of slow balls. He bowls a good Yorker. And he's a fantastic find for India and England. 168 for six. And it's really their last up for me that comes to the crease now. Sam Curran to join Moeen Ali. Another left-hander.
Yeah. And he goes. Number four on his back. Short to Moeen Ali, who has dispatched it over mid-wicket. Beautiful pull shot from Moeen Ali. It's gone a long, long way for six. And more of that, please, gentlemen.
That's a fantastic shot, by the way, Butch. Absolutely. At this pace, Moeen Ali, we know, likes the ball there. It's when it starts to be 5, 6, 7 miles an hour quicker than that that Moeen can struggle with the odd top edge. But there, absolutely middled that. 81 metres over mid-wicket. Go back and bowl, son.
In comes at Natarajan over the wicket, swung away again, this time fine. And Moeen Ali on the pull shot once more, doesn't get as big a piece of it this time, but the result is another boundary, 4, and England move into the 180s, 181 for 6. Sam Curran carves away through the offside, and again Prasid is guilty of being short and wide to a left-hander, and once again the left-hander, this time Sam Curran flays it away through backward point. And as much as I'm very happy that my cricketing days are behind me, I'm starting to get a little bit excited about the prospect of getting my cut shot fed by this Indian quick bowler. Back foot from Moeen Ali. Oh, it's so close. So close to coming off first ball. Moeen Ali pulled that, rather swung it around towards the leg side. And it was a catchable height all the way down to fine leg. Shardul Thakur had to go to his right. And in truth, was perhaps a little bit slow to react.
Bhuvaneshwar Kumar is on his way. Right arm over, and Moeen Ali drills this, but straight to mid-off, and the catch is taken by Hardik Pandya. That one he didn't get properly, and Hardik takes the catch, tumbling away to his left-hand side, and that could be the telling moment. England's seventh wicket is down, 200 for 7, 3 balls into the 31st over.
Yeah, we said at the start of the over, the captain, Virat Kohli, has gone for his trump card. Kumar comes back on. It's taken him 3 balls. Moeen Ali trying a big, expansive drive straight down the ground. Gets a fattish outside edge towards Hardik Pandya, I think it is. Takes a very good low diving catch to his left.
Sam Curran waits for Hardik Pandya. The all-rounder is in, and Sam Curran is swinging this very hard and handsome into the leg side. Now, you don't need many more of those to get the momentum going back in your direction. The fifth six of the England innings. England moved to 208 for 7.
Ah, quick on to this. Sam Curran rocks back. Boom. Over wide mid-wicket. Smashes it. A good 20 rows back. It's a wonderful strike. Hardik Pandya just pulls his length back. You wouldn't say it's a definite bouncer, but got to sort of chest height and hits it long way in front of square onto it.
Rashid faces Bhuvaneshwar Kumar. Oh, you beauty! A half volley that he's just pinged through mid-on. Mid-on is up inside the circle. Adil Rashid, that is a glorious boundary. 214 for 7. And as if to prove the point, take your ones and your twos, and then when there's a boundary ball, make sure you put it away, Gareth.
Come over to my side. Adil Rashid, what a shot. This is just outside off stump, and he clips it. That beautiful bottom hand through mid on. Wonderful shot. Screams off. Like Vivian Richards in his pomp.
Here comes Priscilla again. It's a slower ball. It's a cutter. It's down the leg side. Sam Curran helps it on its way, and it's away for four through fine leg. It was down the leg side. All Curran had to do was get a fine glance onto that one, help it on its way, and he did exactly that. England have four more to the total, 218 for seven. In he comes, right arm over. Sam Curran's got a slower ball. He's hit this one up in the air. How much of it has he got? The answer is enough to get a boundary four, because Hardik Pandya has dropped a second of the innings, and he's dropped it onto the floor, and it rolls onto the boundary sponge. It'll say four in the scorebook, and England go to 222 for seven, but it hardly tells the story. Natarajan goes in. Adil Rashid swings into the leg side, gets all of this, and it's a one-bounce four. Excellent batting by Adil Rashid. He's hit two glorious boundaries in his innings so far. He's 9 from 9, England 230 for seven.
Oh, Adil Rashid on the pull shot. Just misses his length fractionally. Natarajan, wow.
In for the final time, this over then. Natarajan. Sam Curran pings it back over his head and it'll go away for four. Sam Curran times it perfectly. Natarajan tries to stop it in his follow through by flinging a hand up, but can't get anywhere near it. It's another four. It's 95 needed from 90 balls.
Adil Rashid will be facing, and that is punched on the arc. Oh, that's a brilliant catch by Virat Kohli. Oh, my Lord. Just dived to his left and just plucks it out of the air. Adil Rashid's excellent knock has come to an end in spectacular style as the Indian captain shows some of his other teammates who've put some down today how to take a catch. And it is another wicket to Thakur. And he has the remarkable figures of 4 for 44 now. England 257 for 8, and that could be the moment when this match finally goes the wrong way for England. Great catch, Kohli, diving to his left. It's Natarajan with a full toss, which has been a dangerous ball, but this time it is spotted by Sam Curran. He pings it up to long on. They trot through for the single he needs to bring up his 50. And remember, before this, his highest score in ODIs was 15. So 50 not out for Sam Curran. Shake of the hands with Mark Wood. It's come off 45 balls, 5 fours and 1 6. And a really, really intelligent grown-up innings in the state that England found themselves in when he came out to bat. And that is swung away, top edge, but it goes for a one-bounce four. Mark Wood on this occasion gets his first boundary. He moves to 9. Bhuvneshwar Kumar cannot cut it off, and England moved to 269 for 8.
And goes, oh my goodness, he has smashed that field out. He's knocked it out of the park. Natarajan with a full delivery right in the slot. Sam Curran has beasted it over long on for 6.
What a shot that was. You're talking about filling out that extra muscle. It was their cross seam from the left armour, but Sam Curran just sees it nice and early. He's warming up for his stint with the Chennai Super Kings in the IPL. A huge 6, 92 metres that one, Butch.
Whoa. Yorker attempted, missed and smoked over square leg with that new bat from Sam Curran. One bounce, 4.
Well, what a shot. I don't really know what to say. I mean, this is incredible. He's changed his bat and the very next ball, he's almost hit it with a straight bat through square leg for 4.
Thakur in again into his last over. It's a full toss this time and it's been drilled. Oh, that's been hit so hard by Sam Curran, who claps his new bat into his left hand as if to say, yep, shot boy, happy with that. And it's another 4 to Curran, who moves on to 73. England 295 now. Thakur in again. It's short this time. Curran on the back foot hits it. Oh, he's hit it over mid on. He's hit it over long on for 6. It's gone 7-8 rows back. Oh, schoolboy looks cherubic face, but he is a mean striker of a cricket ball.
Well, that's why he keeps turning the singles down. He backs himself to hit the big run, and Thakur now has become a little bit predictable for Sam Curran.
Mark Wood faces up, eyes wide open. Pandya goes for the stumps. Mark Wood has a massive swipe, and he's going to go. It's been dropped! I do not believe it! Sharda Thakur. It's the simplest of catches. The simplest of catches, going backwards just outside of the 30-yard circle at mid-wicket. It didn't even go that high. He had both hands up in front of his face, Sometimes, as a fielder, you can get both hands in front of your eyes, so you lose sight of the ball in its last 2 metres. But, oh, my goodness, what a time to drop that.
Oh, absolute dolly.
As Hardik is in again to Sam Curran. Sam Curran has scooped this. Gone? He's tried to scoop it fine.
Oh, no, he dropped again.
It went straight over the head of Rishabh Pant. There were two fielders and the keeper converging on it. And Natarajan, who we think is going to have to bowl the last over, has shelled another one.
It's like a Benny Hill sketch, this, isn't it? It's just ball going up, they're dropping it, they're parrying it everywhere. It's absolute chaos.
Natarajan starts his run-up, number four on his back, in close to the stumps, look for the Yorker.
Two.
Sam Curran drills it down towards mid-on. They have to come back for two. They're not going to make it because Sam Curran has fallen over. Mark Wood, I think, has been run out.
No.
I think has been run out at the striker's end.
And he's gone. He's a good yard outside his crease. But the unfortunate thing here now is that Reece Topley comes to the crease. And he's going to be on strike.
In goes Natarajan. He misses the Yorker again. Curran drills it down the ground, but Virat Kohli celebrates. Fist pumps, punches of the air. Natarajan just breathes a sigh of relief. He's not celebrating. He just is very happy to have got out of the game and got out of his spell, having won the game for his country. It has been a quite magnificent one-day international. Skill from bat and ball, mishaps in the field, tactical decisions made that have paid off and some that haven't. It has been a wonderful, wonderful series, and India can rightly say that they have been the better team across all three formats against England on this tour. Sam Curran has done his reputation no harm whatsoever, but in the end it was too much even for him to pull off, and India win the third and final one-day international by 7 runs in Pune.
Not the result that England wanted, but it was a valiant effort. India win the match and win the series 2-1. Just a reminder to check out the Following On podcast, a great selection of shows with our cracking team. If you like your cricket, you will love Following On. Similarly, head over to TalkSport's YouTube channel and check out our new show, Outside Edge. So much great stuff on there, so you don't want to miss it. You've been listening to extended highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the third one day between England and India.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.